Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great show for you as we help bring you in or take you in to the NFL playoffs this weekend. Last weekend, wild card weekend. This weekend, we got the second round. And boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. Some huge games. So we will get all up into that. We got Tory Gurley, former NFL wide receiver, now an NFL analyst, who will join us at the bottom of this hour to talk about it. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great. How are you?
I'm not sleeping. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh.
I'm having an issue, and I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
How long has that been going on? Since you got back from Vegas?
Yeah, basically. Like
what
I usually
happened
get up
in Vegas. I know it usually stays there, but in the spirit of helping you heal and get some rest, you got to tell us what happened in Vegas.
Nothing like that. But I don't know.
Just as I suspect.
No, I'm just saying, you know, usually the only thing that happens for me in Vegas happens after she gets the approval on my MasterCard.
Gosh, here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
But
you
wait
couldn't
a minute.
Resist.
I know. But I think it's because I'm not moving around, Chris. Like it's come to a total halt as far as like you know, leading up to Christmas, you're busy, you're kind of doing stuff.
Right.
I'm like totally out of that. I don't go to restaurants. You can't even go out to really eat anymore. You know, before I was sitting outside, I could do something.
Right.
I'm like, I've come to a screeching halt. So my point is, I think there's not enough energy.
So are you just tossing and turning all night?
Nah, it's just like, I'll go to sleep, but I wake up early. Like, I woke up this morning at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I've seen some of your tweets and stuff. I've been like, golly.
I'm up.
Up early.
People text me and they're like, first of all, they're like, I can't believe you're up. I've been like thinking to myself, well, why did you text me at 5 o'clock LA time?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't believe your answer. Well, I'm up. But normally when I write my column for Deadspin, I wake up at 5:30. I start at 6 o'clock. So that with the East Coast time, you know, and I have to file by 7:30 in the morning. So I'm used to getting up at like 5:30 and then start writing at 6. But the last couple of days, I've been getting up at 5, and today I got up at 4. But I'm good. Let's get the show. I got plenty of energy. Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, we will to take it to God in prayer, and hopefully you get some sleep.
God, please give me some sleep this weekend. Can I sleep till 7? Just one day. I just want to sleep till 7 a.m. Is that a crime, Chris?
Do it.
Can I sleep till 7?
Believe me, that is not a crime. I do it. So, no, that's not a crime. All right, we got the star of that was a really good Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia yesterday.
No, it was, just because you won, that's all.
No, but really, it was funny. I'll give you this. I did win. I won going away, all that.
Whatever.
You did. I will give you this. You had the best clue, the splish. Splash. That was good. I'll give you that one. But we got DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is back in full effect and helped by, assisted by, who?
He's by himself.
He's Rob
back.
Rob G is in the studio.
He's been working at home.
Yes, all right, Rob G. And, of course, the always professional Steve DeSager.
The best in the business. He's the best in the business.
Here's where I'm starting. There's a lot of angles we could hit, a lot of ways we could start off heading into this great weekend. But I'm going here, and I know this is your wheelhouse, or at least you think it is. I know that you think that he's in trouble. But I'm going to tell you this, Rob Parker. Tom Brady is throwing the football incredibly well as he heads into these playoffs. Can I read you off some numbers? Can I read you off some? Do I have your permission?
Read them off.
I know this hurts you. You probably squint every time you hear one of these. But here we go. First of all, this is the whole season. Tom Brady led the league with a career high, or I'm sorry, for him, it was a career high in completions in quote-unquote downfield throws. That's 20-plus air yards that the ball travels. 34 of them. That's a career high at age 43. He threw for 4,600 yards, 33 yards, most since 2015. 40 touchdowns, most since 2007. And over the last 7 weeks of the season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers averaged 34.6 points per game, number one in the NFL. There's more. Over his last four games, his completion percentage of 69% is the best he's ever had over the last four games of a season. His passing yards over the last four, 1,333, the best he's ever had over the last four games of a season. His passing TDs, 12, the best he's ever had over the last four games of a season. And his passer rating of 126.9, yes, you guessed it, Rob Parker, the best he's ever had over the last four games of the season. I'm telling you, Tom Brady is smoking, and I ain't joking. It's going to be a dandy down in New Orleans.
You done?
I'm done.
With that fluff stuff?
Fluff, that's true.
Yeah, that's all fluff.
That's facts.
It's fluff.
I speak facts. Because you're about to speak feelings.
Can we? No.
Facts.
I'm going to give you facts. Because let's talk about the teams he's played to compile those numbers. Atlanta twice, the Lions, which was a 7-on-7 game. And
stop it. It was 11.
No,
it was
7-on-7. And then Washington as a team that was under 500. So
Washington's
so,
a great
no,
defense.
But they were
second
under 500. You spoke.
What?
You spoke. Can I talk? You spoke.
Falsehood.
Let me get mine out. Didn't
I'm
you
just
talk?
Letting y'all know. Falsehood's ring. All right, go ahead.
You want to talk ahead?
No, go ahead.
Can I talk?
I'm just asking you.
You just had 10 minutes, and I can't get a word out.
I had like two, but go ahead. I'm done. All right, go ahead. It's all you.
Okay. Against the also-rants, he's a stat Padford. That's what he turned into. Tom Brady's season was so great that Kyler Murray, who didn't even make the playoffs, was a Pro Bowl quarterback over Tom Brady. That's how fraudulent your numbers are, Chris. Because they didn't matter. If he was so good and you just bragged and boast about Tom Brady was the best that he's ever done in his career, but he didn't make the Pro Bowl. They picked a quarterback that didn't even make it to the playoffs. All right? So stop with that. And here's the other thing. He's not playing the also-rans on Sunday. He's playing the New Orleans Saints, who have owned Tom Brady. This year versus the Saints, Tom Brady, 60.8% completions, a whopping 6.1 yards per pass, 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, passer rating 58.8. He's been sacked 6 times. All of his numbers are against the other teams. And his record against teams over 500, 1-5. That's it. So you can go ahead and pump up these inflated stat Padford numbers and beat your chest and tell you us how great Tom Brady's been playing, but he ain't play like that against the Saints and that defense. So you go ahead. I understand, Chris. You got a pair of Jordans on the line. You're going to lose again.
Two.
No, you got another pair to me.
If I win, you owe
okay?
me two.
No, but it ain't. You don't win this week. If he loses, I win. You don't win till he gets to the Super Bowl. Right. So you still got 2 weeks. I win if he loses to the Saints. So you go ahead, make yourself feel better so you can sleep at night. But I'm telling you, it ain't. He hadn't done that against the Saints. And this hogwash, you can't beat a team 3 times, is all hogwash. This is the playoffs. This is totally different. Nobody's talking about that. That defense held the Bears to basically a field goal and watch and see. And then I don't want to hear on Monday about, what do you expect? He's 43 years old.
That is a legitimate excuse.
I don't even want to know it ain't. I don't want to hear that. You just told me he's playing his best football.
I know, but it's baked in. It is. He can't hurt his legacy. I'm sorry. He could have come out and been the worst quarterback in the NFL this year. It would have meant nothing. Because he's a made man. Just like Washington didn't hurt Michael Jordan, this is just gravy. And right now, that gravy is steaming hot, Rob Parker, and tasty too. It's amazing the double standard that you use. It's amazing. I mean, you want to sit here and criticize Tom Brady's numbers over the last 4 weeks because they didn't play anybody. I'm all about who you played. I want you to play the tough teams. You wasn't saying that when Lamar Jackson was racking up numbers at the end of the season against a bunch of bums. Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Dallas. Oh, you were just raving. He's back. Chris, everybody buried him. This guy just, wow. He just came back. I mean, my goodness. Everybody buried. Chris, you buried him. Everybody was talking about he wasn't going to make the playoffs. And now look at what he did to Dallas. Look at what he did to Jacksonville. I mean, the double standards must cease, Rob Parker. Tom Brady's throwing the football well. Now, you're right. New Orleans got a great defense. And it's going to be a tough one. I'm just saying, you have to admit, if you watch the games of Tampa Bay, come on. He is spreading the wealth. Mike Evans is eating. Chris Godwin is eating. Antonio Brown, yes, that man, is eating. Scotty Miller's getting a bite here and there. Gronk didn't last week, but Gronk is back. Man. And Fournette's running with a little bit of spirit. I tell you what, my only
Tom Brady's playing so great, they're the underdogs. Why?
My own, because they're going to New Orleans. My only concern is that woeful defensive backfield. I mean, that defensive back. Rob, honestly, I think I could catch a ball or two against them.
We already saw a no-name quarterback, Heineke, come out of nowhere and throw to open people all day.
Yes,
all day.
Right. It's scary. It scares me. But I saw a nice pair of, like, $35 Jordans in Walgreens the other day. I already picked them up just in case.
No, I hope
size 11 too.
You picked them up in your size, cause Jason McIntyre. The last time he bet me on Brady, so sick. He wound up buying me 2 pair.
Does he know that? Because you spilled the beans. You should have kept quiet.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Because the beans on national radio.
It's going to show up on his credit card. I'm not going to be like that. I bet him 1 pair. And if he still hasn't gotten back to me. But if he does, I'll send him the money he sent for the first pair, return those, and keep the fly pair I got in the mail.
Wow. All right. Well, that ain't happening with me because I'm confident in my boys. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. How confident are you in Tom Brady heading into this weekend's showdowns with the New Orleans Saints? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a funky flashback Friday. Now, DJ Alex Teicher told me before the show he was going to be bringing heat all night long. He couldn't wait till Funky Flashback Friday to get all up in the crates.
We don't need any heat out here, Chris. It's just baking.
It's still
hot. Even hotter today.
Really?
Seriously.
Did y'all hit 90?
Almost. No,
what was it in the valley? Was it?
It was 86 by me.
Chris, absolutely baking.
Wow.
I mean, I need barbecue sauce.
You need to get out and walk around, Rob.
Yeah.
Did you get out? You didn't get out today?
No, today I did. I had to run some errands, take care of a couple things. Today I actually got out, so
go take a walk tomorrow. I think that'll help.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
A long walk.
And Monday's my diet. I'm got a couple things to clean out my system. I'm going all the way.
You don't need to get down to 168, man.
168, that's the goal.
180 is fine for you.
No.
What are you now?
About 200 probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to get
out. We are brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit cards at the end of your first several years. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. That's incredible. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. 877-99 on Fox. Are you as confident in Tom Brady as I am? Or like Rob, do you think he's about, he can't do it against the Saints? Your turn.
All right, there we go. Or you're just afraid that you might be losing another pair of Jordans. Dre in Michigan, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What it do, peoples?
What's up, man?
Man, I've been trying to call y'all for the last couple weeks, man.
Can't get through.
We glad you got through.
That's a good thing. We glad you got through, but
supposedly there is some type of strategy to doing it.
Yeah,
I used to get in, but it just happened. But, hey, real quick, though, Rob, I want to tell you, man, I'm glad them 2 weeks when Chris was off, man, you was hilarious, brother.
Oh.
I found out you are not a Disney comic. You're an HBO comic. If Chris would have missed another day, you'd have got fired. I'm just telling you the truth.
You're fired.
Hey, Chris. You will never get a TV show if you keep hitting these dudes over the head with facts, man. You be having Skip stuttering, Nick. Chris, yeah, dude, keep handling your business, brother.
Thank you. That's a W, Rob, just in case you didn't
know. No doubt. But as far as Tom Brady, like Rob said, man, he been getting most of his stats against bottom feeders, man. Yes, it's impressive what he's doing at 43, but at the same time, man, look who you're doing it against. You know what I'm saying? That's like if you bought
Washington
out against the G-League.
Ain't no joke, man.
No, but Chris, they were under 500 team.
That defense. But the defense, he wasn't playing against the offense.
The defense is tight.
I get that.
I get that. But them other three teams, the Lions, Vikings, the Falcons, and all them, come on, man.
Yeah, right. No good.
I don't agree with that. But you brothers have a good day.
Appreciate it, Dre. Thanks for the call. Mark
Note
in Sacramento.
That was a W for me.
You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen? He's trying to get
What's
me.
There you go. Yep.
All right, Chris. You know what? To hear you get on your Brady high horse and to start yelling and screaming all these numbers. Yeah. I got
zero
one number.
Hold on. Hey, Mark has one number for you. Can you listen, Chris?
I got one number that's going to trump all of that crap you just said, all them numbers. Two. That's how many times I got punched in the face by the Saints. And I'm going to make it three after this week.
It's hard to beat a team three times.
Why is it hard? Who says that?
Rob can poo-poo it all he wants.
Who says that?
That's a cliche for a reason. All right, for a reason. They didn't just pull that out of thin air.
Hey, Chris. All right, Chris. Now I'm going to give you the facts of why I said that. Take the numbers off because you can make numbers fit all you want.
Right.
Their front line is going to really eat up the below average offensive line of this team, man. That's what you've seen for two games. Their offensive line ain't got no better.
That's why his numbers are bad. Two touchdowns, five interceptions.
They protected him against Washington, which has a strong pass rush.
The Saints won 9 games in a row, Mark, off that defense. That's how good that defense is.
And I'll give you one more quick stat, Chris. You brought it up. That bad defensive backfield and Michael Thomas is back,
I'll give
Jack.
You that. I'll give you that. It's a horrible defensive backfield. My goodness. Unbelievable. All right, I'll give you that. It's just going to make it sweeter.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Jason in Texas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Chris, you're gonna lose that bet. You're going to lose it big time. But not for the reason you think. Brady can take this team, but the weak link on this team is Arians. You might not lose it this week, but you're going to lose that bet. Just letting you know.
So, Arians, you say he's going to be the ultimate, the reason why it doesn't work out.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, he's got something
to
prove, too.
Who you got?
You know what? You know,
Arians
has never beaten the Saints. Did you know that? Arians has never beaten the Saints.
Well, he's never had Tom Brady either.
Well, I'm rooting for Brady, but I still think Arians is the weak link on this team.
Well, I think the weakest link is, as we've said, that defensive backfield, but we'll see. We will see.
Albert in Riverdale, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Riverdale in California. What's happening? Riverside? Sorry about that, Riverside.
Well, you got us on speaker. Take us off speaker.
Yeah,
we can't
get off
hear
speaker.
Hold on. You got to hurry up. We don't go on hold.
Can you hear me now?
Who was that learned? Yeah, we got you now.
All right. Get the Jays ready, Chris. Tom Brady's going down. You said a bunch of bad teams the last couple of weeks. You're going down this Sunday.
Why didn't anybody talk about the bad teams Lamar Jackson was beating at the end of the season?
Well, because he wasn't in the playoffs, and he has to win no matter what.
He had to win out to make the playoffs.
Exactly.
That's why it was impressive.
Brady and them were already in the playoffs. Not going into the second to last week or the last week.
They were in the playoffs, Chris. They weren't. When they got their tenth win, they made it.
So their last two games. And the play. Don't forget that playoff game. And don't poo-poo Washington. Oh, they only won seven games. The defense was stout until they met Brady. All right, we got Tory Gurley coming on. We'll talk to him about this as well. Last time Tory Gurley defied me, Rob, about Tom Brady, he ended up buying me like 20 chicken wings. Last time you defied me on Tom Brady, you ended up buying me 20 chicken wings.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's welcome in our man, former NFL wide receiver, now an NFL analyst, Tory Gurley. Tory, what's up?
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, I was just saying to the audience before the update.
Bragging.
The last time that you defied me about Tom Brady, you ended up buying me a nice wing dinner.
Chris,
remember
you're
that?
So far in the hole with wings, man. I'm going to start calling you Wingstop, man. You owe me and Rob wings, Chris.
No, Rob owes me wings. I don't owe you anything.
You got one bet right, but talk about all the other ones you got wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. We started Tom Brady. I think he's throwing the football incredibly well. You are a former wide receiver, so you know about such things. How do you think he's going to fare against the New Orleans Saints this weekend?
It all depends on how the offensive line of the Bucs can hold strong against that Bucs. I mean, against the Saints defensive line. Those guys do a great job of getting pressure, and that's what affects Tom Brady. He's someone that loves to be comfortable and stay in a spot, but if you can get him off of it and force him to rush throws, he looks like an average quarterback. But, in that game, I'm leaning towards the Saints. I just can't sit there and try to, give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt because of the things he did in New England. Like, this is a brand-new year. He's on a brand-new team, and right now he's 0-2 against the New Orleans Saints.
I was going to ask you about playing in Green Bay in December and January, and is it an advantage for you for the Packers because they're kind of used to it, and here comes the Rams from Southern California that play indoors, and now it's 30 degrees at game time with some snow flurries. Do the Packers have an advantage of the weather when it comes to the weather?
Rob, it's truly a home field advantage in Green Bay. It's a different type of cold, and you notice it when the guys run out of the tunnel for the first time during pregame warmups. You might have some guys that show up and they don't have a shirt on and they're trying to pretend to be tough. But when it's kickoff and that wind gets to blowing and that ground continues to get hard with the weather just freezing your body and your toes, it makes it extremely difficult for you to go out and just be comfortable. You can't play because you're so worried about your feet. You feel like you're getting frostbite. The ball is coming at you 100 miles an hour, and that's just an advantage to Green Bay's because – when I played there, that's something we did is we practiced outdoor. Even though they had an indoor facility we would practice outdoors for those games, and that's how guys were able to go out and play and play at a faster speed compared to the other guys that are just getting cold on the sideline.
You hear guys talk about, you know, when we saw them come out and they had sleeves on and long johns, right, and all this stuff that, you know, we knew we had them, and or being intimidated when you see a team, you know, where the guys aren't wearing any long sleeve shirts under their jerseys. Does that really play? Do you really look at the opponent and say, uh-oh, they didn't wear long sleeve shirts, right, they're ready, or vice versa?
Well, it comes into play, but you really notice with the guys' feet. Just pay attention to that on Saturday or Sunday when that game is played. You're going to see those guys from the Rams. They're going to try finding ways to stay warm, because once your toes get cold, it's hard to play football because it distracts you. You know, you're worried about trying to get warmed up on the sideline or the bench, and you have these quick change of directions or turnovers or whatever, and you're out there running around and you really can't feel your toes. And whenever you can't drive your feet into the ground and play fast, you know, he who hesitates has lost. And that's why you see the Packers just go out and they have that stuff down to a science from their equipment manager. They go out there with the six stud cleats where you're not going to see them slipping and falling, because it's something that's just practiced on a daily routine there, compared to someone coming from L.A. where the weather is, as you guys mentioned earlier, 80-plus degrees. So I mean, it's really going to be a culture shock for those guys.
They should have spent the week in Green Bay.
They should have, absolutely. You know, really. Should have been out there, Chris, that to get acclimated.
Yes, sir, because you're going to hear a guy, they're not going to mention it if they lose, but you're going to see guys in their body language, how they're just like, man, they're trying to bundle up next to each other because it's a different type of cold. Mm.
Torrey, we got a big game with the Ravens and the Bills.
This is a game I'm looking forward to.
Quarterback,
a big time.
Yes. Who, you know, both of these guys are hot. Everybody seems to be on Josh Allen right now. Who do you like? Which quarterback do you like to perform better and lead his team to victory this weekend?
I love Lamar Jackson in this spot. We all wrote him off, and for some odd reason, a lot of people wanted to put Josh Allen on the pedestal as the next Patrick Mahomes or whoever. But Lamar Jackson, I feel like he's taking his lumps. He understands the magnitude of this game, and with their offense kind of revamping themselves and getting back on track, and the defense going out to create turnovers, I'm going to lean on Baltimore and Coach Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. I feel like they have everything it takes to get the win against the Buffalo Bills this weekend.
The last game, you know, everybody expects Kansas City to win. I mean, you just do, just like most people expected Pittsburgh to beat Cleveland. I'm going to take the Browns plus the 10 or 11 points, only because since week 8, Kansas City hasn't won by double digits. What's been different? They got all these weapons. They got Patrick Mahomes. We know how talented he is. Why haven't they been blowing out teams like that we were used to seeing? It seems like that stopped after week 8.
A lot of guys have gotten complacent, but I'm going to give you guys a little story. Back in 2011, my rookie year, with Greg Jennings and all the great Packers that we had, we were 15-1. And everyone had us projected to be in a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. And for a player like myself, I was so confident in Aaron Rodgers that on my bye week that I went to an exotic car dealership and picked out a car and told the dealer that I was going to pay this cash with my Super Bowl money. I'm not the first person to do that, and I won't be the last person to do that. So,
can you imagine that? Truly, wow.
Yes. So it can be the gift and the curse for the Kansas City Chiefs, because I'm willing to bet there are younger guys on that roster. They're like, man, we got this in the bag. Like, we play Cleveland. Even though due to COVID, these guys probably can't travel and go as far, but I'm willing to bet somebody is already picking out a house or a vacation or something to do with the Super Bowl money that they think they're going to make because they're hearing what the guys did the year before. And anything like that can distract you and take you off your game, I've seen it come to light where a wild card team will come in and hit you right in the mouth, and that happened to us with the New York Giants. And those guys went on to win the Super Bowl that year as a wild card team. So when it comes to playoff football, I've experienced it, and that truly hurt. I mean, it was – I didn't even play in that game, and I
cried
harder than Aaron Ingrid.
Did you get the card?
No, I had to get something different. I had to get something. The dealer called me up.
He got to get a Mazda.
He got a Yugo. They got a used Yugo.
I had to just get a lifetime Uber subscription because I couldn't afford it. I had to get a bus pass, but literally that humbled me because I went out as a young guy. I was 22, and I was so confident in Aaron and in my teammates that I was spending money that I didn't have. And that's a story that I tell each and every young man is never count your chickens before they hatch. So if they're not focused, I can see the Cleveland Browns going out there to Kansas City and pulling the biggest upset because wow. I've been a part of things like that.
I can't
look,
see.
Look. All that said, who you picking?
Oh, give me the Browns, baby. Give me the
really?
Browns.
Oh, you want another wing bet? Another wing bet, Torrey.
You man, down? You got to give me the points. I'll take the points.
Oh, no, you got to get the points.
Gonna,
yeah.
No, you don't usually yeah, I gotta get the point. What is it? What is the spread?
It's 10 or 11.
I'm holding out on the points.
Yeah. That's the only thing that scares me, Chris. I'm with you.
I'm talking about winning, right.
I'm thinking the Chiefs are going to win, but I don't know if they're going to win by more than 10. I'm serious. I don't know.
It could be.
And what we saw last year out of the Chiefs is they fell behind in a bunch of games, and you cannot make a living doing that. Every playoff game, they were down almost 20-plus. So if you do that with the Cleveland Browns team that can run a football where you have Kareem Hunt, you have Nick Chubb, you have those guys toting the rock, that game is going to shorten up. And I've seen it before. This isn't the first time, and it won't be the last. And, you know, I'm not a huge betting man, but, Chris, if you give me those points, we can put some wings on.
Nah, let me think about it. All right, brother, we got to roll. Great stuff. We appreciate the time, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Lamar Jackson, the disrespect, Rob, is getting too much.
It is over the top. It's a little over the top. What did he – he lost a couple playoff games. Stop it.
Questioning, but they're going too far. All right, maybe. We'll see. iCouple, keep it live. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple. Nice start so far, Alex. You getting in the crates, my man.
I can't see the light.
Yeah, all right. Discover Card matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. All right, Rob, here's what we were referring to with Lamar Jackson. And, I threw in a little bit of hyperbole, but here it is. NFL.com ranked the 8 quarterbacks left in the playoffs. Based on this, Rob, who you would want for the next 3 seasons. Not now, but who you want for the next 3 seasons. Here it was, the top. Here's the order for the whole thing. Patrick Mahomes, number 1. Aaron Rodgers, 2. Josh Allen, 3. Lamar Jackson, 4. Baker Mayfield, Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Drew Brees. You got a problem with that list?
Yes. I don't understand why... Lamar Jackson is being downplayed. Do you know what I mean? Like, Chris, he was, no matter if you're like forecasting what he's going to do or down the road or whatever, it's not fair. We're talking about he won an MVP.
But in this one, it is looking over the next 3 years.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but it's based off of what you've done. He's won an MVP. His team won 14 games 1 year. They had an impressive run this year. They were out of the playoffs. They won 6 straight games. I'm just saying, if you put all that together, I do believe he's ahead of Josh Allen. Josh Allen had a fantastic season. They won the division. I get it, Chris. He's the flavor of the month. But I do believe he belongs ahead of Josh Allen. That's my problem.
I think this is why it's happening. And I'm going to say honest, I would take Allen for the next 3 years. And I think this is why this is certainly why I say it, and I think why others are saying it, because Lamar doesn't throw it as well as these other guys that are ahead of him. And he ran it well for 1,000 yards again, but how long is that going to continue? Josh Allen actually had more rushing touchdowns than Lamar. Now, I know he's not a better rusher, but he had more rushing TDs. He can do both, but he throws it much better. Doesn't run it, obviously, as well as Lamar. But I think that's what it is. And we saw even this year that he wasn't as dominant on the run as he has been in the past. And they look fine in the playoffs, but they didn't light it up against a defense that's not good. Tennessee's all offense. Their defense is bad. It's one of the worst in the league. And they didn't light them up. And so then at the end of the year when they play, I'm not saying he's not playing well, but they were beating bad teams. Just same thing you said about Brady could be said about the Ravens. So he goes out there and wins this weekend. Perhaps it'll change, but I think people still look at running quarterbacks have a shorter shelf life. How long is Lamar? He's fantastic right now, but 2 years from now, certainly 3 years from now, is he going to be running like this?
You could say that too. I'm just saying I still like him better. And maybe he'll get a little bit better. He doesn't have to be the greatest passer to be able to win, but he has such a dynamic ability that he can change the course of a game.
He did it last week with that run, he did that 57-yard run.
That run, Chris, changed the whole game.
Yep.
And that's what he can do, and that's what was impressive to me. That's all.
He's great right now, but I don't have a problem with the list. They didn't put him behind Baker Mayfield or Tom Brady at 43, although Brady's playing like he's got many years left. We'll see. But I couple 2 hours left. We got much stuff to get into with you. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple.